Okay. Yeah, one of those mesh things. Well, if you're lucky, it probably has an app, a phone app. And I bet you all that port forwarding stuff is in that phone app. I've got an Eero system. I disabled all of the routing functions, but when I used it as my router as well, there were some port forwarding options. It was super straightforward. You just basically, you know, port forward it to your internal IP address of your All-Star node, and you'll have to make an address reservation, which is also pretty easy. You just kind of, you press add address reservation or whatever. I don't know how it would be on there, but probably something similar. You just add an address reservation, and it just tells the router, don't ever change this device's IP address, even if it goes away and comes back after a while, so that way it doesn't break your port forwarding and stuff like that. So, yeah, it may seem scary, but really in the grand scheme of things, once you, you know, kind of dive in and get hands-on with it, you'll realize, oh, this really isn't too horrible.